Hi there.
Hi, I was just asking him where God's church was, and he said, you know, he was telling me that you don't really have a church.
No, actually, what we are is the body of Christ. The Bible says you don't go to church. You are to be like the ecclesia, the body, the called out ones from the world. So that's what we are. We don't belong to any organization, no denomination, because...
And I like that, you know? I really like that. I like what you guys are doing.
Yeah, see, man created all the different flavors and all the different names out there. Baptist, Methodist, Mormon, Roman Catholic. We could be here all day talking about all the different names that they made. Those are made of man, not of God. So what we do is we go back to the New Testament body that Christ started. That's a novel idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Christ started his body, his called out people from the world, and that's what we follow, and how you follow that is in the scripture. So on that card that he gave you is the biblical gospel, and we'd like to share that with people through faith in this glorious God who created the universe. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, who was fully God, fully man, to come to the earth, and he died to pay for the sins of mankind. And if we repent, that's a turning of our mind and our ways, repenting of all our sins, leaving that old life behind and going forth in a new life to follow him. He'll give us his Holy Spirit, which means you're born again or born from above. And it means you're born into his kingdom. But you're still on the earth. This is Satan's kingdom we're living in. It. We're born in. You're not in your head like you know. Yeah. This is Satan's kingdom we're born into in the flesh. But we got to repent and be born into God's kingdom in the spirit. And then we obey him by following the scriptures, not going to the churches because they're not teaching the truth, not living after the lust of your
flesh. And I agree with that.
Yeah, and then you got to keep doing that until the day you die. So on the back of that card is a bunch of lies that man-made religion is teaching. Christmas, Easter, pagan holidays, that would be on this side right back here.
I'm sorry.
Feminization, I don't have my glasses. Yeah, okay, there's a whole bunch of lies on there that the churches are teaching. And, you know, the Bible says... in two chapters, Revelation 21 and 22, if you love and practice a lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. So we encourage people to strip themselves down, search their heart, and see if there's anything that they're holding on to that will keep them out of the kingdom of God. You've got to be willing to lose this whole entire life for him and follow after him. And so
that's how I get a hold of you guys?
Uh-huh. That's our email on there. And here on the front, GoParish.com is our website. There's thousands of teachings on there, articles, audios, videos. This is our house. We sold everything
that we have. That's what I've always wanted to do, but they're making me move in with my nurse versus going to a nursing home, so that's what I'm doing now.
Oh, okay.
And but yeah, I'd love to keep up with you guys.
Yeah,
definitely.
Check out our website and then email us, and I'd be happy to encourage you. I'm Amon, and he's two posts.
My name's Marlene.
Okay, we actually just had a young brother that was here through the winter flying signs on the road. I don't know if you saw him. He was out flying gospel signs. He was all over the place.
Really?
Here.
No, I hardly run. Well, I've got a feeding tube, and I just hardly ever get out, but hopefully.
Okay, yeah. I think our website would edify you. There's all kinds of teachings. Don't want it, we refuse it. And we do this all for free because we love God and we love our neighbor. And you're our neighbor. Everybody out here is our neighbor. We just stood outside the Baptist church and called them to repentance.
Really?
Not just the Baptists. We go outside the Roman Catholics. We go outside the Anabaptists.
So you don't get in trouble for that?
No, we stand on the sidewalk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No,
well, good for you guys.
We're not like intrusive and barging in on people's property or anything. No, we follow the law. And we stand outside places, and we preach the gospel, and you know what happens? Most often, they call the police on us, and we're legal, but you know what it is? The one person who's seeking truth out of the thousands of people who could care less, because Jesus said few, right? It's the one person that we go for. Or the two, or the three.
Right.
Yeah. So we go all around the countryside, flying gospel signs on here, standing on the streets. We put it all over the internet. We broadcast the truth of God's word for people like you who might be looking for the truth, and there's so much deception to sort through.
Well,
we point people to the scriptures.
So you guys aren't from around here?
No, we actually had a piece of land here a while ago and started a little homestead, and we sold all that, so we don't have a home. Our home is waiting for us.
Right.
So we just go travel around the country and we just preach the gospel
you guys
and help
for
people.
That. I really do. And I definitely, when I get settled in, I will definitely You can email us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will definitely do that.
I'd be happy to correspond with you and help you and press you on in the faith.
It's made my day. I was in a bad mood, so thank you very much.
Well, praise God. You know what? He's the way, the truth, and the life. Don't hold on to anything. Just follow after him through the scriptures and stay away from religious associations out there that are going to corrupt you. You don't want that.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you
nice
so
talking
much.
To you. Take care. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.